Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for our visit. We do it weekly with Oregon coach Dan Lanning. They will be taking on Rutgers Saturday here on the Fan 330. Coach, hello.
How we doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good.
Busy day today?
Busy day. Yeah, all days are busy. But yeah, it was a good day.
Yeah, I wonder if, do all your days seem the same? They're all busy? Or, like, what is your busiest day?
I guess game day is busy. They're all busy. Yeah, they're all pretty busy.
You playing music today?
Good question. What do you go to, like, Apple Music? You know how on your Apple Music app, sometimes you can pick, like, a category?
Yeah.
I think I've been listening to some, like, chill music lately, but I couldn't tell you any of the artists. It's just a little bit,
A
little bit lower level, a little bit chill. Like, I really like classical piano sometimes, you know?
Oh, nice.
Like, I know I'm all over the place, but, yeah, that's something I enjoy from time to time.
Yeah, I do, too. It's very soothing. I was going to ask you if you liked jazz.
Kind of like my work music. It's kind of like my work music.
What, classical?
You know, it's like classical. Yeah. Have you heard any of these new ones, like 50 Cent redone as like a blues 1950s deal, like the AI stuff, or like Eminem?
No.
It's kind of interesting. You got to give it a look.
Is that on, where is it, Spotify?
I don't think so. Maybe like YouTube or something. I had like a buddy share with me. It's like they've redone these. They've done like Many Men by 50 Cent, and they've redone it as like AI's redone the like as a 1950s blues song. You know, it's kind of cool.
Huh. Check it out. So what is, when you listen to music, what is the catalyst for that? Is that when you have downtime in your office, or like what? When do you turn on music?
I mean, the only music I ever listen to in the office is like classical piano. Which sounds silly, but yeah, I don't normally listen to music in my office, unless I'm like a lot of times I'll grade film doing that. It's just the drive from work.
Ah, okay. Just the car. Got it. What is the, while we're on the topic of music, I promise we'll get to football, but, best concert Dan Lanning has ever been to.
So I've always like, a bucket list item for me always has been Mumford & Sons. I'm a big Mumford & Sons fan. I got to see him last year in Bend,
the amphitheater right there. Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah.
So
that was really
good.
Zach Bryan was a good one. I've seen Zach Bryan in concert. I thought he was really good. But those were good ones.
What about one you want to see?
I wouldn't say like I've got like a burning desire to go see a bunch of concerts. I mean, I was really excited. I saw U2 at the Sphere.
Yeah.
And I thought that was going to be unbelievable. And then they played a bunch of music. Like, I feel like I know a lot of U2 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And they played a bunch of U2 songs I didn't know, you know? Yeah. So I was kind of disappointing.
Well, they have a big catalog, but.
They got a big catalog, but I felt like they were like trying to sell a new album or something. Right. And I was like, all right, where's Streets with No Name? Like, where's the stuff that I'm ready for?
I hear you. All right, well, this is Dan Lanning, Oregon Rutgers on Saturday. What is, we were just talking. So you guys went to Chicago, come home, you go to Pennsylvania, you come home, and now you got to fly all the way out to New Jersey, and I know you had the buy-in there. But that could be hard on the body. What are you doing to combat these long trips and what that could do to your players?
Yeah, I think it just starts with a plan. You got to have a plan. Like, how are you going to utilize that time in the plane? You know, you're going to be in a plane for 4.5-5 hours. What's your plan? And then we do a lot of yoga, stretching, stuff like that before and after flights. That's been really good for us.
What do you do on the planes?
For me, I usually watch a lot of film. I'll open up a book, read a little bit of a book. That's probably like top two. Every once in a while, maybe throw on Netflix or something.
What are we reading?
Have you ever heard of the Fort Bragg Cartel?
No.
It's like a really interesting. It's a really interesting book. Basically, true story about drugs that were getting run through Fort Bragg and a lot of other stuff that happened around that. So I'm normally a football book guy, but this is kind of like some good nonfiction that I've enjoyed reading lately.
Right. Well, another coach that you played against has been fired, the third one. Do you think, and this is a guy, I mean, he was number three in the country 3 weeks ago, and he's out.
Right.
Do you think head coaches, are you guys going to start to get less and less time to see things through? And if so, why do you think that is?
Well, I certainly think that there's high expectations with the job that we're in. And it's kind of what we sign up for, right? Like, you know, it a little bit is what it is. And it's kind of like, how does it feel lately? Like, that's what matters the most. So I think every one of us knows what we sign up for. But you look at, like, what James Franklin has done over time, it's super impressive. The guy's won a lot of games, won a Big Ten championship, you know, was in the college football playoff last year. And it just shows that it doesn't really matter what you did before.
Yeah.
Kind of what I tell our players every day, rent's due every day. It doesn't, you know, you can't miss rent, and you got to pay it every single day and be ready, prepared and ready to execute. And I think every single one of us knows what we sign up for. You know, the part that's hard, you know, with this profession is like, I signed up for it, right? Caden, Niles, and Titan didn't sign up for it. Right. My wife didn't sign up for it. Like, I chose this, right? But the people around you, and then everybody thinks of the head coach, but you know how many people are on his staff? He probably has 70 people on his staff.
Yeah.
You know, what do they do? You know, so that's the unfortunate part of our business, but it's the business that we sign up for, and we're all really grateful to be in the business that we're in. And the one way you control it is go out there and win and have success.
This is Dan Lanning with us here on The Fan. Yeah, generally speaking, and I'm talking more about assistants here, how much do you have to guard against the ever-churning coaching carousel distracting coaches during the season? Because, I mean, obviously you were a coordinator at Georgia when you got the Oregon job. Like, how much does that – I've always wondered how much that seeps into or can seep into, you know, a coach's regular season job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it's never been an issue for us here. And obviously, like Kenny Dillingham, for example, when he got a head coaching job from here, like those opportunities are going to happen. I'm always really frank with the coaches. Like, those opportunities come because of the success that you have on the field. So if you want opportunities like that, you have to be elite on the football field. Nobody's going to hire a coach that's not having success on the field. So I think that helps maintain our focus. And then I have really open conversations. You know, like, my goals are all on my mirror. And the number one goal on my mirror is to help our coaches reach their dreams and goals. And if I have, you know, and not just coaches, but like help the people in my life reach their dreams and goals. And if that's a goal of theirs, I want to help them get there. So what do you do in the off season? You do a mock interview with coaching staffs. You try to prepare them for that moment and what it's going to look like when they get that opportunity. And what you hope is you've created an unbelievable environment to the point where, like, some of these jobs, which a lot of our coaches have, like, they've had job opportunities every single year. You hope you've created an environment where they're sitting there and saying to themselves, you know what, I don't really want to take this job. I think what I have here at Oregon's better.
Yeah. So you kind of lean into it a little bit. But,
well, I mean, it's a reality. So yeah. We could pretend like it's not happening, or we could say, okay, this is the truth. It's happening. It exists. How are we going to handle it? And I never wanted to get in the way of somebody doing their job. I took a lot of pride in that when I was at Georgia. Obviously, there was a lot of opportunities at different times for me when I was at Georgia. But, like, the kids get one chance to be a senior in college, right? They get one chance to be a junior in college. And you never know what a team's going to look like. You better take advantage of those opportunities as a coach. And maximize them for the people around you. Because the reason you get opportunities is because of what, you know, other people around you are able to accomplish.
Yeah, how did you handle that at Georgia when, you know, your agent's saying, hey, we got this team on line one, this team on line two? How did you handle it?
Well, I always focused on what's the most important job that I have right now, which is the job you have. And like you said, opportunities come and – you know, sometimes that you might get a call and they're like, hey, can you do a Zoom tomorrow? Can you meet in this hotel? Can you do this? And there were a lot of times I said, no, I can't. I got to get ready for this game. I got to do this. I'm not available, but I would be available then. And I would be available now, and I have an interest now. Mm-hmm. And just really communicate that. And then I was always really open with Coach, you know, Smart during those opportunities, say, like, here's what's going on. You know, one of the really big sticking points for me, and it's just different in today's climate, is, we were still playing at Georgia when I got the job here at Oregon. And I, as much as I wanted to be the head coach at Oregon, I didn't want to leave Georgia in the middle of that opportunity. I wanted a chance to go win a national championship. I wanted to go coach in the Orange Bowl. And that was a sticking point for me. Like, look, I want this job, but if, you know, a prerequisite of me getting this job is me leaving now and not being a part of what we're finishing here at Georgia and kind of like stopping halfway through the job's done, like, I'm not interested. As much as I want to be a head coach, I'm not going to take the job under that, you know, those circumstances. And it's even harder now just with the way the portal's set up and other pieces. I mean, it's hard then. It's but it's harder now, you know, with the way that's set up, that, you know, it's hard for somebody to go take a head coaching job and be able to transition that seamlessly. Like, I think you have to be all in on the job you're in. I was all in on the job at Georgia, and it probably hurt a little bit of the job at Oregon early, but you know, those players that sign up to play at Georgia, they deserve my best. They deserve my attention, my focus, and that's kind of way I've always approached it.
Yeah. All right, Rutgers Saturday. Have you crossed paths with Greg Schiano before?
You know, I was a GA at Pitt. We played at Rutgers and we lost. They were a really good team. That was right before he became the head coach of the Buccaneers. He's a great coach. You know, he's had a lot of success. He's always... you look at any phase of the ball, you watch this team, you say, man, they're aggressive. They're aggressive in the way they play defense. They're aggressive in the shots they take on offense. And special teams, they're going to try to block every single kick. You know, it really doesn't matter what play of the game it is. They're really aggressive. So somebody I have a lot of respect for, he's been able to do it at a really high level in this game for a long time. And he's obviously done a good job there.
What are a few elements maybe you've prioritized to clean up after the Indiana game that you've keyed on this week?
Yeah, overall recognition, you know, like we have to do a better job from a protection standpoint. We have to continue to establish the run throughout the game. You know, we had success at times. You know, in a game, you look at it, and it's 20-20 in the fourth quarter, and you got to be able to close out those moments in the fourth quarter. Defensively, you know, when bend but don't break is unique, right? You got to be able to stop the run when it matters most. We didn't do a good job of that. Sometimes you're thrown in some situations that aren't advantageous, partially because your head coach is aggressive and he wants to call, you know, go for it on fourth down. You got to be able to go get stops in those moments. You know, so there's a lot of pieces that we have that we can learn from that game.
All right. Well, good luck Saturday. Safe travels. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
Yep. We'll see you. It's Dan Lanning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Yeah. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.